Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, where every episode, someone comes on to offer one morsel of advice.
All right. So hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Emily Anhalt. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm the co-founder and chief clinical officer of COA, which is your gym for mental health.
Dr. Anhalt is going to talk about trusting our gut, something we tell ourselves we should usually do, or maybe always do. But of course, there's more to it.
Always trust your gut is not actually as great of advice as people think it is. People want it to be great advice because that would be simple. All we have to do is listen to that little voice that lives in our belly and that, you know, pushes us to do or not do certain things. And of course, that's important to listen to. But what it doesn't pay attention to is the fact that that little voice is often based on traumatic and unhealthy experiences that we've been through. And it really wants to keep us safe. And I'm so grateful that we have that. But if all we do is listen to it without discernment, if we don't think about what it's trying to say and whether it's actually pointing us in the right direction, then it might not actually lead us to where we want to go.
Is there a question or two that we should maybe ask ourselves next time we're reckoning with a decision and, okay, we've done the gut check, but where should we go from there?
Well, let's think of an example. Like, let's say you're trying to decide if you should, a common one I get is like, should I stay in this relationship?
Right.
And people will often say in that instance, trust your gut. Yep. What does your gut say?
Yep.
What's complicated about that though, is sometimes a relationship feels bad to us, not because it's unhealthy, but because there are dynamics that are not familiar to us, for example. Or sometimes our gut tells us that we should stay when actually it's an unhealthy relationship because it's familiar, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, you might say, okay, what is my gut saying? My gut is saying that I should stay. Then you might say, all right, but what is that about? Why might I want to stay? And in what ways have I stayed in environments I should have left? And in what ways have I made the right choice of staying in, you know, places that were good for me? It's really just about exploring and dipping into it. And then, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't recommend that this is the kind of thing that's really best worked through with another mind. And that's why I recommend therapy so strongly, that trying to sort through our own gut instincts alone is hard because it's based on our own experiences. But having someone say, you know, you're saying that your gut instinct is to stay, but I have noticed that there've been this pattern that you don't leave even when something is bad for you. And let's think about this together. Is that what's happening here? So it's just an opportunity to not have to, you know, we're so close to ourselves. It's hard to really create that separation that we might need to see the full truth.
I love this. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Dr. Anhalt has been on the show before. Her last episode is called Future You is a Badass. I put a link to that in our show notes. It was a listener favorite. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your advice. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. 844-935-BEST. Also, if this show is doing something for you, please consider sharing it with your family and friends or leaving me a rating or review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks.